Torah is based on a pasuk that's we say on Rosh Hashanah right before Tkiyah Shofar. Ashrei ha'am yodei serua, Hashem ba'er ponecho ya'aleichon. Fortunate is the nation that knows the sound of the trua, the shofar, and they go with the light of the face of Hashem. Sif Aleph. Rabbein Ezal says, Da, you should know, ki tshuva hi loshuv es hadovar lemokoim shenital misham. You should know that this term tshuva that's used about a person doing tshuva, lashuv taken. Vahu bechinas zarko hamuva bezoyer HaKadosh. And this corresponds to one of the musical notes that we find in the Torah. We know that in the Torah, there's four building blocks of the Torah. There's the letters, there's the crowns on the letters, there's the vowels, the nekudos, and there's the musical notes. The musical notes have different names to them. Pashto, Munach, Zarko, Kadmo Vyazlo. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of these musical notes, which is called Zarko, which is something like a sideways S. It's shaped like an S, but not vertical, but horizontal. If you could picture a horizontal S, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Zarko means Dizderikas la'asar disnatilas mitamon, that something is shot back to the original place from which it was taken. Uman hahu asar, what is the original place of everything in this world? The original place of everything in this world, hu chachma, is chachma, ki chachma hi shoresh kol hadvorim, because chachma is the source and the foundation of everything. When we picture Kaviyochel Hashem creating the world, we say many times that Kaviyochel, it began from the highest level, from Chachma, and each one of the Nekudos, each one of the vowels, corresponds to a different one of the Sfirois, a different one of the Midos of Hashem. The vowel that corresponds to Chachma is Pasach. We're in a different place now. We're talking about musical notes, and we're talking about vowels. Vowels are a different thing. Pasach means Poiseach, to open. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Pasach, which corresponds to Chochmah, that's the first opening. That's where the light in this world began to shine, period. Keser represents something that's closed. We have access to it. That's before the beginning, in a sense. The beginning is Chochmah. We say in the Tfilas Arvus, B'Chochmah Poiseach Sheorim. Chochmah is Pasach. That's the opening. That's the beginning. So the foundation of everything, the beginning of everything is Chochmah. That the whole creation was made from Chochmah. It began from Chochmah. So therefore, if that's the beginning, and if we say that tshuva means to return something to its original place, if tshuva means returning everything to Chochmah, then Chochmah is very important. And Rabbi Nizal says a person has to guard their Chochmah to see to it that it shouldn't be infiltrated by Sichlius Chitzonius, by outside types of Sechel, which are given the nickname Bas Paroi. Bas Paroi is a nickname that's given to the wrong types of Sechel that get involved with a person's brain. A person's brain is supposed to have Chochmah, and Chochmah represents a holy type of wisdom. When a person allows the wrong types of wisdom and Sechel and knowledge to get inside their brain, that's these Chochmah Yischitzonius that are called Bas Paroi. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ki ikra Chochmah liknois shleimus, einom rak Chochmah selakus. Because the main wisdom, which is for a person to achieve shlemus, to become sholem, to become complete, to become 100%, and in other words, 100% good, eino rak chochmoy selakus, that only comes about through heavenly wisdom. Heavenly wisdom is what improves a person and makes the person whole. V'shar ha-chochmois heim rak chochmois beteilois. Whereas other types of wisdoms that are not connected with Chochmah Selikus, they're called Chochmah Beteilos, nonsense, foolishness. Ve'enom Chochmah Klal, they're not real knowledge or real wisdom whatsoever. Ubas, Rav Nosson Zalman Likutei Halacha sometimes talks about different wisdoms. He talks about inventors, people who worked so hard to introduce new things in the world, and then they ended up killing themselves with their invention. This one, the one who invented electricity, being killed through electricity. The one who invented gunpowder or the gun, being killed by a gun. Implying that these people who sought chachmas that were outside of chachmas selikus, they were shown that their chachma led to the opposite place of chachma selikus. We're going to see, Rabbi Nissan is going to show here, that chachma is life. Ha-chachma techaya. Chachma selikus adds to a person's life. Other chachmas shorten a person's life. Literally, it's the opposite effect. Just like we gave the mashal of the candle on Hanukkah, the fire of the candle on Hanukkah, that usually fire is something that destroys, it eats up. A person puts a fire to oil, the fire eats up the oil. That's when you're talking about a fire, a regular fire. Whereas a fire of Kiddusha, the fire not only doesn't destroy, but it adds life. Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim, the fire, the candle of Hanukkah, it took oil that normally should have been used up in one day and gave it 8 days of life. It added to its ability to live. So now Rabbi Nizal says that all kinds of chachmois that are not affiliated with chachmois elikus are called chachmois chitzonius, and they're given this name, bas paroi. Rabbi Nizal explains now, ubas himeramezes al hachochma she'eino chachma. The concept of daughter represents, symbolizes a wisdom that's not a real wisdom. K'moy shomer chazal, as the Gemara says in Menachos, heviu bonai meirochoik. This is talking about the Jews going into exile, leaving Eretz Yisrael, and they were in two different places. They were in Bavel at one time, and then at another time they were in other countries. So the Gemara says, heviu bonai meirochoik ubenoisai something else. So the Gemara darshins, bonai refers to Golus Bavel, where Daiton miyusheves aleim kibonim, where the Jews had a clear wisdom, like sons who are, the assumption is that they can usually think more clearly than daughters. Ubenoisai, whereas when the Pasuk mentions daughters, the Gemara darshins, elu goliois shebeshara rotzois, that refers to when the Jews were in other countries, not in Bavel, shedaiton eino miyusheves aleim kibonois, when their minds were unsettled like women, like daughters. So the Gemara implies that the normal assumption is that sons have a more settled mind than daughters. Noshim daiton kalois. Naturally, you can have cases where there are daughters that are more sons than the sons. In other words, they have more yishuvadas. But in terms of basic concepts, ben represents das miyushov, bas represents das she'enoi miyushov, which Rabbein Zal calls a chachma she'ena chachma. That's bas. And what is paroi? Rabbein Zal says, paroi loshen bitul. Paroi means... Bitul means to waste or to be something that goes nowhere in a sense. Kemoshe kosuv, al tafriu es ha'om. Don't bring the people, Paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, you're coming here to make trouble. Don't cause the people to waste time. Don't waste their time with telling them things about freedom and other nonsense. They're not going anywhere. They're not leaving Mitzrayim. So we see that the concept of bas paroi, bas refers to a lower level das, a das shena miyushav, a das that's not das. And where does that das lead to? It leads nowhere. It leads to waste, which is this term paroi. Bas paroi means a sechel that's bitul zman, actually. It's just wasting time. It doesn't improve the person. It doesn't better the person. It doesn't bring the person to shlemus, but rather the opposite. It's just considered to be a waste of time. Now Rabbi Nizal says, the chachmois chitzoniois, just a short comment. Rav Nosenzal, in Likutei Halachos, when Rabbi Nizal makes this statement that tshuva means to return things to their origin, and Rabbi Nizal calls the origin chachma, Rav Nosenzal, in one place, substitutes another word for chachma, which is simcha. And he says that's also the origin of all neshamois, because there's a pasuk that says, "Oiz v'chedva bimkoymoi." that in the place of Hashem, which is the origin of all Jews, that the place of Hashem is Chedva, Simcha. And Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, that's the origin of all neshamos, that's where they all come from. And therefore, when a Jew commits a sin, what he does is he's walking away from his origin. He's walking to depression. The Pasuk says, Edag mechatosi, that sins bring daigos, worries, the whole concept of the worries that a person has over all different kinds of things, all stems from the averos. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the more a person moves towards simcha, they return to their roots, to their origin, the more they're moving close to Hashem. That itself is a concept of tshuva. Whereas the more a person commits sins, they're walking away from the simcha. That's why Shabbos, which means tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that the command to do tshuva in the Torah is v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. Hashem says you will return to Hashem. Shavto, shin beis tof, is the letters Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the makor of simcha. Shabbos is a center of simcha. The main mitzvah on Shabbos is l'smoyach, with the food, with the clothing, with the light. Or zaru atzadik l'ishol simcha, the lighting the candles is to bring simcha into the house. All a concept of returning to the roots, which is the whole side of tshuva. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'chochmois chitzonios heim bechinas kone. These outside wisdoms that a person learns represent a reed, like a pole. Ki yesh kone b'gdusha heim chochmois kidoshos. Because there is a concept of a holy reed or a holy pole that's called the kone of kidusha, which represents chochmois of kidusha. Kemoshekosuv kene chochma. The pasuk says in Mishlei, acquire wisdom. And the Hebrew word for acquire is kene, which is also the same word to refer to a kone, which means a reed. And just like there's this reed of holiness, chochmas of kedusha, there's an opposite item, a similar opposite item, hainu kone shebeklipois. There is a kone that's found by the tuma, by the rishoim, which symbolizes these chochmas chitzonis, kemay shekosuv ge'ar chayas kone. That pasuk is referring to Esav, who's called like a wild animal who wanders around the swamps where there's these reeds. So we see the word kone used also by the sitrachra. V'heim chochmeis chitzonius. That refers to chochmeis chitzonius. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Yisrael heim am kodosh. The Jews are a holy nation. V'chol echad v'echad miYisrael yesh lo chelek v'kam imal shu b'chinas chochma. Each and every single Jew has in them a piece of heavenliness, which is chochma. Kamei shekosuv kulam b'chochma osiso. Hashem made everybody with chochma. The chochma is the heavenliness, the chelek elokam imal, inside the person. V'al shem ze nikroim reishis. And it's for this reason that the Jews as a nation are called reishis, the beginning. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tivuasoi. The Jews are called Hashem's first produce, because their origin is in Chachma. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. We see that Reishis is also Chachma. Avul b'shas hoylodo, but when a person is first born, hasechel mitzumtzum etzel kol echad v'echad, then the person's mind is very limited, it's very constricted. And when a person starts using their brain for serving Hashem, to delve into the concept of serving Hashem, azai sichloi hoylech v'godoil, then the person's moyach, the person's sechel grows, it increases, it expands. Kamoi shekosu v'aterev chochmas shloimoi, the wisdom of shloimoi grew. In other words, a brain isn't something that a person is born with at a certain size and it's expected to maintain it at that size. Everybody's brain starts off small, and part of what we're supposed to accomplish in life is to expand the brain more and more. And when a person brings into their brain, into their sechel of kedusha, they mix into it outside thoughts, heim chochmois chitzonius, which means outside wisdoms, azai nismait kedusha sichloi kvitfisas hamokoim shel chochmo chitzonius, sechel chitzoni b'sech sechel hakodesh. These outside chochmois take up space. They're something physical. They're gashmi. The more of that a person feeds into their brain, the more they fill up the brain and leave less room for sechel of kiddush in the brain. These, if we picture the brain as being, let's say, a round item in a sense, the chokhmah chitzoni represents a pole that's stuck into it. It's stuck into the brain and it takes up space. And whatever space that occupies, nothing else can be there. No sechel of kiddusha can be there.
And
that becomes the foundation on which all the person's bad characteristics and everything can blossom and grow. Rachmona Litzlan. Because we mentioned this many times. We mentioned it in the last chapter on Likutei Moran, and this is a yesoid in Yiddishkeit, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. This connection between the brain and the heart. Chachma and Bina, they're called Train Ray and Doloy Misparshin, two friends that are inseparable. Meaning, if a human being thinks that they're going to read about certain things, or learn about certain things, and it's just knowledge, I'm just using it for my brain, it's not going to have an effect, it's not going to affect my personality, or my, just because I read books that talk about crime or murder or adultery or other things like that, that has no effect on my personality. It's going into my eyes and brain. That person is silly because the two are naturally connected. Kaviyochel, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the brain and the heart are train ray and doloy misparshin. They're two inseparable friends in a sense where automatically one feeds the other. One takes off the other. So that the heart of the person, which is where the Shnei Yitzrim are found, the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, feeds off the brain. It draws its positive, its pluses and its minuses are all founded in the brain. Nachal Noivea, Mekor Chochma. Nachal Noivea is Bina, whose Mekor is in Chochma, in the brain. And here Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew should know that when they take the wrong type of sechel into their brain, when they introduce the wrong type of things into their brain, either through their ears or their eyes or anything else, then the person is putting this pole into their brain, sticking a pole, which becomes a foundation of yesoid. They're planting a tree. What's going to grow on that tree? Taivois rois and midois rois blossom, their roots, their foundation is sichlim chitzoinim, period. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal stresses so much that those that are familiar with the ones who founded chochmois chitzoinis, the Greeks and all these other people who introduced these outside wisdoms, philosophy, and all kinds of wrong wisdoms, these philosophers, they were all known to be noyafim, adulterers, and rishut, people with ugly, disgusting midos rois, those people that knew them, because these two go together. Chochma elokus, chochma elokai, goes together with midos toivois, it's a tree whose place is in holiness and purity, and on that can be built Midois rois and midois toivois and everything. And when there's the wrong type of chachma, that becomes the perfect medium in which taivois rois and midois rois can blossom. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is emphasizing here. And this is why the whole avoida of a yid, we say it in Aleinu, is v'yodato hayoim v'hashevoiso elevovecho ki Hashem olekim ashmai mimal v'alaretz mitoch haseinoi. The whole avoida of a Jew is to drink wisdom, with the eyes, with the ears, with the nose, with the mouth, to absorb chokhmah of kiddusha, v'yodata ayoyim, to take in the das, v'hashevoiso elevavecho, and to channel it to the heart, to transmit the sechel to the heart. Which sechel? That Hashem hu alaykim, the sechel of the emunah hakdoisha, and the whole concept of Torah and avodas Hashem. That's the way it's supposed to go. So Rabbeinu Zal says, gather together and become attached to it all kinds of midos rois and magunois. Now we can understand an interesting item in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is the symbol of Chochma for the Am Yisrael. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was also very smart and Avraham Avinu was very smart, the Torah uses Shlomo HaMelech usually as the symbol of the one who had Shlemus in Chochma, in Sechel. The Pasuk says, Vaterev Chochmas Shlomo Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. Super Chochma. And where did his chachma come from? Mikol hod amashal pnei adama, from all people. So the Gemara says, Kishenoso Shloima is bas paroi. When Shloima HaMelech, part of Shloima HaMelech's source of getting chachma was the fact that he went out and married women that came from all different backgrounds. Just like the Gemara says that if a person wants to attach them, if a person wants to become a Talmud Chacham, if a person wants to be Zecha to Chachma Digdusha, you have to attach yourself to Chachamim. One of the ways the Gemara says, how do you attach yourself to a Talmud Chacham? Marry his daughter. Marrying a Bas Talmud Chacham means attaching yourself to him, and that's a way, that's supposed to make it easier, in a sense, to be able to get Chachma. So here, Shlomo HaMelech, who is supposed to be the Chacham of the whole world, his concept of marrying all of these different women was that that would be his funnels through which he would be able to receive the Chachma from all of these different kings and all these different places and be misakein those Chachmas. He knew how strong he was, and he felt he was confident in himself that he had the ability to make a tikkun for all the Chachmas of the world. But the Gemara says, Kishenoso Shloimo is bas paroi. However, when he married the daughter of Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Yorad Gavriel the Noatz Kono Bayam. Gavriel HaMalach came down to the world and stuck a reed into the sea. And the Gemara says that on that reed, suddenly the earth gathered together and started, it formed like an island. And there was founded the city of Roimi, the city of Rome. So now Rabbi Nezal explains, Hainu Shegam Lemalo, also in the heavenly world, Mehishtal Shulus Hagvurois, when there is a concept of din, midas hadin, or gvurois, that comes down, that spirals down, Shezeu Bechinas Yorad Gavriel, when the gvurois, which start off as being something very holy, when they go down, Nase Susfiso de Davo, that becomes klipois. Susfisa de Davo means like the things that attach themselves to gold. When you have pure gold is very expensive and very good. But very often there's other material, extraneous stuff.
Dross
that attaches itself to the gold. Klipa, a form of a klipa that tries to attach itself to the pure good. Hainu bechinas klipois shehem chochmois chitzoinios hanikro gamkein kone. These chochmois chitzoinios that are also called kone. Venoatz v'yam hachochma. This chochma chitzoinio, this Gavriel, these gvurois came down and was sunken into the yam hachochma, into the yam. What does the yam symbolize? Yam hachochma. Shemechaser mokoim hakdusha. And that takes up space. And it decreases the place for Kiddusha. It takes away from room for having Kiddusha. Vehele olav shirtoin. And this reed drew onto itself outside things. Hainu bechinas mud and other things attached itself to this reed. Hainu bechinas midois megunois. This refers to all kinds of midois rois that attach themselves to these chachmois. They go together, literally. Just as the chachma satoira, the more a person drinks it, the more the person is supposed to become improved, and the more the person receives midos toivos, person reads Chumash, and they read that when Hashem commanded Avram Avinu to take his son and kill him, it was a mitzvah, it was very difficult, and the Torah writes, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Avram Avinu got up in the morning, and why does the Torah have to tell us he got up in the morning? We think he got up at night. So the Gemara says, from here we learn out that he got up early in the morning. That when it comes to doing a mitzvah, tzivui of Hashem, there's a schus in doing it earlier. Not a person has a choice of doing davening early or later. Earlier is always better. So here's a mida toivah that we learned from the Torah. Zrizus. Zrizus is learned from Avram Avinu, from the Chochmas HaTorah. If that's what Chochma of Kiddusha teaches, then whether you see it or not, whether you are smart enough to see it or not, when a person reads outside Chachmois, those Chachmois transmit to the person Midois Megunois, the wrong types of Midois. Sometimes you see it clearly, because if the one who's teaching it is a Meguna, is a lowlife, is a despicable person, then automatically by receiving from that person, you're attaching yourself to that person. You become like that person. Just like a person attaches themselves to Talmidei Chacham and Tzadikim, you become like them, you absorb their traits, their characteristics. If a person attaches themselves to a teacher of Chochmois Chitzonius, they absorb that person's Midois Rois and everything.
V'olav nivne krach godol shel roimi.
And the Gemara says that on that reed and the mud that attached itself to it was founded the large city of Rome.
Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu nochosh hakadmoini hakoruch achar hakdusha.
This refers to the Soton, the origin of the Soton, the Yetzirah, which is called the Nochosh HaKadmoini, the original Nochosh, which is Koruch, which always tries to attach itself to Kedusha, like a snake wrapping itself around Kedusha, around something. So too, Soviv Rishoim Yisalochun, the Pasuk says, that the Rishoim, the Klipos, always surround the Kedusha and try to hold on to it.
And
this is why Roimi, which represents Tuma, Sitrachra, is called Krach Godoil. As the Gemara says, Ki Higdil Lasois. Shedorshu Sham, the Gemara darshins, Shahayetzahora, Mizgara, Bi Yisrael Daika.
The Yetzahora doesn't bother the Goyim, he bothers the Gedoilim, the Jews.
Ubigidoilim daiko. And the Gemara says he doesn't just bother regular Jews. The Yetzirah works especially on the gedoilim, on the very religious Jews.
Kamashikosu sham, as the Gemara says over there in Sukkah.
Ubitalmidei chachamim yoiser mikulam.
The Gemara says the Yetzirah gives the talmidei chachamim the hardest time. He goes after the gedoilim.
So krach godoil means the Satan who is koruch, who attaches himself to the gedoilim.
And he
attaches himself to Gedoil Hador more so than other people, regular people.
Shehu boine binyonoi al zeh hasechel
achitzoini. And what does the Yetzahara build his binyon on? How can he build a house, a residence for himself inside a person? Where does the person prepare a foundation for him, for that house? The minute a person takes sichlim chitzoinim into their mind, the minute a person learns what they're not supposed to learn, that becomes a foundation on which the Satan can build his binyan inside the person, which means all the midos rois and taivas rois.
In terms of what Beis Hillel said, if a person brings bad things into their mind, like takes up space, the person that might decrease it, don't we just say the neshama is in the mind?
Right. The neshama is the mind. Exactly. The neshama is a spiritual item. The brain is supposed to be a spiritual item. If a person feeds it spiritual stuff, it just expands. It doesn't take up space. Just like the Gemara says, that nobody ever said in Yerushalayim that they didn't have a place. There was never a tightness, a tzimtzum in Yerushalayim where a person couldn't find a place. And when all the Jews gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash on the three holidays, and they all gathered into the Chutz or the Mishnah, 600,000 or 10 million Jews had place over there. Why? Because the place was a place of Kedusha, the time was a time of Kedusha, Yontif, and the Jews were Kedushim at that time. In Kedusha, doesn't take up space, no problem. But the minute you introduce garbage into there, the minute you introduce Gashmi into there, Gashmi does take up space. Even when you bring Gashmi into Ruchni, the Gashmi takes, the place that it's in, leaves no room for Ruchni to be in that place. Meaning there is a finite place in a sense. You picture a circle. In that circle, lahavdil, you have it begashmi, a certain acid, where you can pour anything you want into it, and the acid just eats it up, destroys it, and the acid remains. There's no problem. But there's certain material that you put into it that the acid can't digest, and that acid just starts taking up space. That stuff starts taking up space, and you can't put anything else into it. That's exactly what it is. Right. Both. In other words, he mentioned the word sichlis chitzonius, one second, sichlis chitzonius, and then he also used the word chochmois chitzonius, and he also said machshavois chitzonius. So, ukshoto machnes besoich sichli akoidish, machshavois chitzonius, heim chochmois chitzonius, azai. So there's different types, It could refer to actual chachmais, or it could refer to machshavos chitzonis. Hashem says what a Jew's supposed to be thinking about. And Hashem says what's out of bounds, what a Jew's not allowed to think about. And if a person introduces any of that, They should know that that takes up space, and that makes it impossible for Chochma de Kedusha to come in. Both. Wisdoms, actual wisdoms, philosophy and that kind of stuff, any kind of treif wisdoms, any kind of wisdom, outside wisdom that a person doesn't really need, that doesn't serve any purpose for the person, to improve the person anyway. Or it could also refer to Chas v'Shalom Machshavas Chitzonius. Not the same. The Bas, when Moshe Rabbeinu hooked up with Bas Paroi, was when Bas Paroi was going to toivel herself, to purify herself from the Avodah Zorah, when she was going to convert. There's a whole thing in the Zohar Kodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain tzoras at that time, and the moment and he became purified by her touch, in a sense. Yeah, doesn't matter.
What
chokhmot amutar? The impression that I have is what's mutar and what's obligation is chokhmas haTorah. When a person becomes very, very thoroughly knowledgeable in Chochmas HaTorah, then they can begin to ask what else is there to learn. Number one, in terms of outside Chochmas, I know that Rav Nosson Zal, in one place on the Kuti Halachos, comes out blasting against geography. That's one item that he mentions there. And what else? Astronomy. He mentions a few Chochmas specifically by name that are also... And, excuse me?
Where is this? Where is it previous?
I can check. There's a place on Kuti Halachos where he mentions it. The only mathematics is something that that's called a chokhmah of kedusha. In other words, a chokhmah that's necessary for chokhmah satayr also. But other than that, most chokhmah is all considered chokhmah chitzadis. That's it. Number one, in terms of a person studying philosophy or something like that for parnasa, the answer is that's permissive to the extent that a person needs it for a specific purpose. They're allowed to do it. Here, Rabbi Elazar used the term bas paroi botel, where there's nothing constructive coming from it. Just the person thinks they want to increase their knowledge. And if Hashem calls Torah knowledge, so this is also knowledge. But they don't know that knowledge is either plus or minus. There's no such thing as knowledge that's in between. It's either kosher or unkosher, positive or harmful. And even in Parnosa, it's very easy for that knowledge to veer. It's very easy for a person to get started doing something only for parnasa and then to swing a little bit off, getting more interested than they need, and chas v'shalom, it could lead a person to begam.
Now we also know that there are many parts of the Torah that encompass all types of knowledge. And if you don't have that knowledge, you cannot understand those parts of the Torah.
Right.
So then how are we supposed to obtain that knowledge?
From the Torah. A person who studies Torah properly can obtain from the Torah all types of knowledge. The tzaddikim, the Tanom Amoroim, didn't have to go to classes on biology and other stuff to know about the. They learned Chumash, Rashi, all of those things, and they knew all. They knew and they know all the wisdoms, no question.
It says in Torah Aleph that you have to look at the sechel and everything, and I imagine that when you learn. You have to learn them in such a way that you see the kedusha in them and find the kedusha in them.
That's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech wanted to do, tried to do, and Rachman al-San got harmed.
Well, he got
He's it. Used as the example that the Torah says that he thought that it was possible for him on his super, super, super high madrega of Chochma that he could dabble with Bas Paroi, he could be Masak in her. And it says, not only wasn't he Masake in her, but Rachman al-San, it ended up that morning he woke up late, the Tomit Shel Shachar was Botel. The Gemara lists a whole series of things that happened to show him, because Hashem had said, Al Tarbe, that even Shlomo HaMelech wasn't, the king is allowed to have 18 wives and not more, and because he thought he could go beyond that, Chas v'Shalom, it caused the degree of a pegam, Chas v'Shalom.
It's also an idiot of too many women.
So therefore, in order for a Jew to be allowed to study any kind of outside chokhmah, they definitely need guidance and advice by a Talmud Chacham to tell them whether they're on a Madrega and who and how and what the boundaries are. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'achar kach, kishodom shomer es atzmoy misichlios chitzoinim. Now, you would say this itself is a battle. No, it's for a person to fight off that desire. Now, by some people are stam sleepyheads. They're not interested in Chochmas HaTorah, they're not interested in Chochmas philosophy, they're interested in sleeping or eating or drinking, period. For those people, Rabbi Nezal isn't addressing necessarily here. Here he's saying a person who could have a desire for this and a thirst for this. So for this person, it's a major battle to stay away from these Chochmas Chitzonius and Chas V'Shalom, if a person did drink from those poisonous waters, to go figure out how to purify themselves, how to get it out of their system, out of their brain, out of their heart and everything. However, Rabbi Nezal says that's not enough. That's not enough. Just staying away from Chochmas Chitzonius doesn't make you a tzaddik yet and doesn't make you a success yet. Once a person is zoche to stay away from what they're supposed to stay away from, in addition to that, the sechel digdusha that they have, they can't leave it stagnant. They can't leave it in one place. They have to be mechadesh, renew it, refresh it every single day. To be mechadesh, this reishis, this chochma. Ki chidush bereishis, hi chidush hachochma. Because when the Torah talks about being mechadesh maise bereishis, it means being mechadesh the chochma, because we said, k'ma shekosuv, kulam b'chochma sisa. The whole maise bereishis was Hashem working with chochma, turning on the chochma. So chidush maise bereishis means turning on the chochma again. And if we say that that happens every day, mechadesh b'chol yom tamid, then every single day a Jew is required to turn on the chochma brand new. Ki chidush ha-seichel, hi chidush ha-neshama. Because a person being mechadesh, their seichel means being mechadesh their neshama. Ki ha-seichel hu ha-neshama. Kama shekosuf, nishmas shakai tevinim. The neshama of Hashem gives them tevinim, understanding, seichel. Kama shem razal, as the Gemara says, ma ha-kodesh baruch hu zone so'ilom, af ha-neshama zono es gufa. Just as Hashem nourishes the world, so too the neshama gives life to the body. It's zon, it nourishes, gives life to the body. Nimtzo shehaneshama hi mechayes haguf. Because when a person dies, the Gemara says, what does Hashem say? Originally, when a person is born, there's three that contribute. The father gives the bones and all the white stuff in the body. The mother gives the flesh and all the red stuff in the body. And Hashem just gives the little neshama. The Gemara says, when it comes time for a person to die, Hashem says to the parents, don't worry, I'm not going to touch what you did whatsoever. I'm just going to take my piece away. Hashem just removes the neshama, and what are you left with? A corpse, a dead body, period. So here Rabbi Nezal says, what gives life to the body? The neshama. And we know that life is sechel. V'hi bi'atzmo ha-sechel. That itself is sechel. K'may shekosov ha-chochmo techaye. Sechel gives life. So the word sechel and the word neshama are interchangeable in a sense. Therefore, Rabbi Nezal says, this sechel, this neshama, a Jew has to be mechadesh every single day. The sechel, the neshama, the chochmo has to become neshadesh every day. V'chidish ha-sechel hainu chidish ha-neshama. How is a person mechadesh their neshama, their sechel, through sleep? Kemuva b'zoyer HaKadosh, as is brought in the Zoyer HaKadosh, chadoshim labikorim rabo emunasecho. That each and every single morning, after there's been the sleep of the night, there's a chidish, there's a renewal of the neshama. Because at the end of a day, when a person's mind becomes tired, then when the person sleeps, the brain is nischadesh, kenira bechush, as we see in life. This is why a Jew makes a bruch in the morning, that Hashem gives strength to those that are tired. Because the brain was originally very tired, the person,
And again, who's the person? The person isn't the hand. The person is the neshama, the life of the person, which became tired means the person's neshama became tired. The brain became tired. V'achshav nischazku. And now, after sleep, it becomes nischazik. It gets strengthened. U'bishas hasheino. And at the time of sleep, ha'moichin hainu ha'neshama bo'o b'soich emuna. The brain, the neshama, enters into a different place called emuna, faith. Bebechinas chadoshim labekorim rabo emuna secho. That the chiddush of the moichin in the morning comes about through the fact that the moichin connected with emuna. When emuna? At night. Vemunoscho baleilois, the pasuk says. That at nighttime, when the brain shuts down and the eyes close, the eyes represent sechel. Vatipokach noine shneim. What happens? We shift gears. We shift from sechel into emuna. At nighttime, the moyach is nischadesh by entering into the emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal will explain later exactly what this means. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, paragraph, Dalid, v'yesh kama b'chinois shena. There are several different types of sleep. Sleep here doesn't necessarily mean getting into bed and closing your eyes. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki yesh shena begashmias. There is the gashmias form of sleep, shehi naicho lemoichin, which is a rest for the brain. Gam yesh b'chinas limud, shehu mikro gam kein shena. There also is a certain type of learning that's called sleeping. Relative to a higher level learning, the lower level learning is considered sleep. Legabi dvekus haboire, compared to a person being intensely attached to Hashem, there is a certain type of learning with which doesn't so intensely attach the person to Hashem, where compared to dvekus haboire, that learning is called sleeping. Vehu limud pashtei oraisa. This refers to the learning pshat of Torah, learning chumash or gemara, whatever it is, on a very simple level. Shehu bechinas shena. The Zohar HaKadosh calls that sleep. K'may shomer chazal, as the gemara says, b'machshakim hoishivani ze Talmud Bavli. When the pasuk says, David HaMelech says, b'machshakim, at night, hoishivani, Hashem restored me. Restored me means he refreshed me, renewed me. The Gemara says, Zet Talmud Bavli. That came through the learning of Gemara. The limud of Gemara was his sleep. That was his rest. And when he got all rested, he went into the limud of Kabbalah, secrets of Torah, or higher, deeper level learning, which is much more intense, which is considered staying awake compared to the limud of Pashtei Oraisa. Vezeo Bechinas Emuna. That's considered Emuna. This limud of Pashtei Oraisa is also called faith relative to higher levels of learning, which are called Chochma. K'may shekosuv emunoscho baleilois. What happens at night? Emuna happens at night. What happens at night? Talmud Bavli happens at night. So that type of limud is not called Chochma, it's called Emuna. V'lachoyshech korolaila. Darkness is called night. What's darkness? Emuna. Emuna isn't something that you don't see, you don't understand, right? Chochma is what, vatipokachno in eishneim, they were filled with chochma, what you see. Emuna is choyshech, v'la choyshech korolaila. That's why we close, when we say shma, which is emuna, we close the eyes. V'odom hadovuk tomud b'avoydes haboire, those people who are zoicha to be constantly attached, super, super attached to Hashem. And because their attachment to Hashem is so intense, the brain gets tired from it. Then that when the person gets tired, what they're supposed to do is learn Pashtei Oraisa, learn lower levels of Torah. And when he learns this lower level of Torah, which compared to him, that lower level of learning is called Emuna, so his moichin enter into Emuna. Bebechinas chadoshim labkorim rabo emuna secho. Umischachin, and it's the person's, the tzaddik's moyach is nischadesh, umischaskin meyayfoson, and it's strengthened from its tiredness. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vze bechinas pashto munach zarko." Now we'll explain to you one of the sequences of the musical notes that's found in the Torah. It starts with a pashto, then a munach, then a zarko. These are names of three of the musical notes in the Torah. Rabbi Nazal says, what does this teach us? Shepashtei oiraiso, shem bechinas vemunos chabaleilois, that the pashtei oiraiso, which are a concept of rest, menucha, naicho, the concept of emuna, baleilois, heim naicho lamoichin, vahamoichin nischachu kabarishoina. And through these pashtei oiraiso, which where the person's resting, that gives the person hischachus. Vizehu zarko, hischachus to do what? This darikas lasar, this natilas mitamon, to shoot the person back to the origin. We said the origin was chachma, to shoot the person back to new chachma. In other words, in order for a person to have a new crack at chachma for the new day, they have to have the naicha, the shena, which is emuna, and emuna for some people means physical sleep. For some people, emuna is the limud of pashtei oraisa. It's a lower level learning where the person's mind isn't dovuk tashem as high as it was when they were doing the higher level learning.
So what's munach in this case? The rest?
Yeah, that pashtei oraisa gives menucha, which allows the person to zarko, to get to that zarko that we spoke about, to shoot back to chachma. This darikas lasar, this natilas mitamon, which was chachma. Excuse me? 100%. Here's another example where you see what to one person is called sleep, and at night, that person, halavai, should be zeichet to learn three lines of Mishnayis, and that's his most awake moment of his life. That's the first time in his life that he was considered awake, you know, that he was doing something of Kiddusha. And this is again where you see the vast, vast difference. When people talk, people look at tzaddikim and themselves, and a person figures, how much of a difference could there really be between me and him? I mean, I have five fingers and he's got five fingers. How different could he really be? Here, Rabbeinu Zal gives you an example where what to you is called chachma, to him is called sleep. Literally, that's how different it could be. Because this dveikus isn't something necessarily that's visible to the eyes. Tzaddik doesn't turn green when he's davuk. He can do it non-turning green, standing still, appearing on the surface to be a regular human being, and you don't know that his mind is davuk Hashem with super, super intensity. Period.
So if a person has reached the epitome of
it's one example. Everything's relative. Everything's relative. The fact that the Gemara says if a person wants to learn faith, go to women. Here's because women, relative to men, are called, the man is supposed to be the chacham, and the woman is supposed to be the mamin. That's the norm. The man is called day, and the woman is called night. That's the norm, period. But here again, dveikus haboire, relative to Talmud Bavli, relative to Gemara, the Gemara is called night. The Gemara is called emuna, the Gemara is called woman. Women aren't allowed to learn Gemara, you know, the Gemara we're talking about here. So again, you see, you can't just start playing games yourself and making associations. It means that for a tzaddik, who is zechet dveikus habayre, where his limud, his normal limud is not Gemara, his normal limud is much higher things, much deeper things, for him, the limud of Gemara is like a rest period. It's like a chance to be nischadesh and get ready for the next super meteor, you know, limud, super high level limud. Gemara is like a rest period. It's like a chance to be nischadesh and get ready for the next super meteor, limud, super high level limud.